Good morning. And welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. We're so glad that you're with us today. And if you're a visitor, we especially welcome you. And I ask that all of you will fill out the information in the attendance pads and pass it back to the center after you have completed the information so we can follow up with you. You may have noticed that today is United Methodist Women's Sunday, and once a year we take the opportunity to showcase United Methodist women and some of the things that we do, and women serve in different capacities in the service. So if you are not a member of United Methodist Women, we invite you to join us. And in the back, we have some sheets that have the different circles that we have here at Asbury. We have three circles, and they meet at various times and do various services. But I would just like to say, me personally, United Methodist Women has been a very wonderful part of my life. I've met many women that I normally would not get to know. I have done very meaningful mission projects throughout the years, and I've cleaned a few kitchens, I've cooked some casseroles, but all in all, it's been a really wonderful experience. And if you're not a part, I really would like to invite you to be a member of United Methodist Women. I would also like to thank Deaconess Colleen Caldwell for bringing us the message today, and all of the ushers and greeters and children's moment leaders that are working the service today. So if you're not a member, please consider joining us. And if you are a member, I thank you so much for all that you do. Today, there will be a new member luncheon where we honor those who have become members of Asbury in the last couple of months. That is at 12 o'clock. In the warehouse. So if you're a new member, join us for lunch. And this Friday will be Parents Night Out for the children. It's from 6 until 10 p.m. And you're invited to drop your children off. There's a $25 fee for each family, but that will give you a chance to go out for dinner or just have a little peace and quiet. So that's this Friday from 6 until 10 p.m. With that, I would invite Sheila Paulson to come up. She has an announcement to make.
Good morning, everyone. I'm here representing the prison ministry. On April 1st, Arkansas Community Corrections held a Pillars of Excellence banquet honoring volunteers from across the state, in five units, and our prison ministry team was honored with the faith-based award. And I wanted to share with you a little bit about what the prison ministry does. We're the only group that meets twice a month. We go the first and fourth Sunday. And we're the only group that's allowed an extra half an hour each time we visit. So we have Bible study, and then we break up into small groups, and we meet with the men one-on-one. A few years ago, we started purchasing clothes for residents who were being released. That's a big thing. You know, they go through the program, they've gotten cleaned up, they're starting over. And so we wanted them to start with something new. So we leave the tags on. A friend of mine was helping me, and she said, "Don't you want the tags off?" And I said, "No, we want them to see that we are purchasing new clothes for them to go out into the world and start over." Some of the other things that we do is we provide them with writing tablets, pens, metered mail, envelopes, so they can send letters to their family, people representing them. And also, we do one of the biggest things that we do, which is a big project, is we do a candlelight communion service. We serve a meal, we give the guys gifts. It's an awesome experience. And then a few years ago, we started doing gifts for the children of the residents. So we purchase gifts so that they have something when their kids come to visit to give them for Christmas. I've been at several baptism services. We have baptized over 191 residents, and it's an awesome experience. So if you want to share, when the Princeton Ministry asks for funds, please don't hesitate. It's going to a really good cause. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. At this time, I ask you all to stand and share the peace with your neighbor. Please stand and join me in the call to worship. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Please remain standing for our hymn of invitation, number 571, Go Make of All Disciples. Please remain standing and join us in the affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed, which is in your bulletin or on page 881 in your hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father. From thence she shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
I have some kiddos that would come up here and listen to a story. Do I have some more? Oh, good. This is wonderful. Come on down. I want to tell you a story about some very brave women. It's a true story. It happened about 150 years ago. That's pretty far back, you know that? Almost as far back as my birthday. I want to tell you all about some ladies who were unfortunately tied to their husbands. Their husbands would not let them do anything unless they asked permission. This happened 150 years ago or more. In a Methodist church, way up north. And these ladies were looking around the town and they thought, nobody is helping the poor women and children of this town. Our husbands are not doing anything. So we are going to form a group of ladies and we are going to feed the poor. We're going to have them come into the church. Maybe we give them some extra clothes. And the husbands found out about this group of ladies. And what do you think? When the ladies came to church to meet, do you know what happened? The doors of the church were locked. The husbands had locked them out because they didn't want them to meet without their permission. Would you think that the husbands were treated well when the ladies got home that night? I kind of think not. Eventually, the girls won over. The ladies won them over. And a group of very helpful women were formed called the Ladies Aid Society, which is today called, anybody know? What is today? What's this Sunday? Anybody know?
Women's Methodist, United Methodist Women.
Very good, United Methodist Women. That's right, that's right. And do you know that we have United Methodist Women organizations in every church in the world, just about every Methodist church. And we give millions of dollars to charities all over the world. In fact, we even have an office in the United Nations building in New York City. That's pretty important. Would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the early ladies who saw a problem and decided to make this problem go away. Thank you for your dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, very deeply saved, faith in sin.
ask that you take notice of the names listed in the bulletin for prayer concerns. Let us pray. Eternal God, we have gathered here in your sanctuary this morning as members of your family to worship you as our living God. You have called us to be in community with one another. Enable us to center ourselves for renewal in your presence, commitment to your mission, and ministry with the least of these, here and around the world. Equip us with your Holy Spirit to witness your love and power, healing and reconciliation, enriching and new life. Inspire us once again to be the tellers of the old, old story in ever new context, that Jesus has come so that all may have life, in fact, more than life, life in its fullness through Jesus the Christ. It is in your grace that we are able to overcome our faults, claim your strength, and live out our covenant of being faithful disciples, proclaiming your name in word and deed. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. The youth would like to thank the congregation for supporting them last week at their pancake breakfast. They raised $783.61. So somebody put in a penny there, and I'm not sure it was. But they will use this money for mission trips, and each youth will receive about $65 towards that. And I would personally like to thank all of you that helped support the UMW bake sale a couple of weeks ago. We had a very good response, and Asbury truly is a very generous and giving church. Let us pray. God of mission, we thank you for your gifts that surround us. Out of our gratitude to your faithful love, we give ourselves to your mission. Bless our gifts that they may be multiplied for the transforming ministries of the world. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
please remain standing for our hymn of meditation, number 114, Many Gifts, One Spirit.
Our scripture today is from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Hear these words as written in John. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. The steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the things I love about this passage is the portrayal of the relationship between a mother and her son. I myself am a mother of one son. So frequently when I read passages that involve Jesus and Mary, I like to kind of put myself in that situation. So I see in this, they're at a wedding, and Mary is probably over talking to her friends, and Jesus, it says, is over there with the disciples. So I imagine myself at a wedding talking to my friends, and my son over talking with his friends, probably talking about cars or what happened during March Madness or girls or who knows what. And I notice the wine has run out. And so like Jesus and Mary, I say to my son, "Look, the wine has run out." And just like Jesus, my son would say, "So? It's not my problem." Because basically that's what he's saying here, isn't it? "Woman, what does that have to do with you and me? My time has not yet come." So I really see my son in that. "Leave me alone. I'm busy with my friends." We know from John that this miracle in Cana was the first sign. So Jesus was still busy forming his group of disciples at this time, had not really begun his ministry. We know from John that this sign made his disciples believe and first revealed his glory. So at this point in Jesus' ministry, he's still just the man, the extraordinary man, calling disciples to him. But Mary knows that Jesus has a much bigger purpose. Mary knows that Jesus has something to do. And Mary knows it's time for Jesus to get up and get going. And how many of us as parents have had to prod our children to get up and get going? So Mary just simply says to the stewards, "Do whatever he tells you." Her subtle way of saying, "Come on, son. You have something to do, and if not now, when?" She knows that this is a good opportunity for him to start and to show who he really is. And so Jesus goes forward and does his first sign and starts his miracle. And along he goes on his journey, drawing more and more people to him. Now, when I was in my early teens, I was raised in a Catholic family, and I went to my parish priest and said, "God is calling me." And he said, "Oh, glory be, you're going to be a nun." And I said, "Glory be, no." And time went on, and I didn't have a way of fulfilling my calling within the Catholic Church. So I lived my life and had my child and was a mother and a, you know, the super mother and the super employer and all that kind of thing. Well, then in my mid-40s, God started calling again. And I was kind of like Jesus was in this passage. Not now. It's not time. But God said to me, "If not now, when?" God said to me, "I have something for you to do. You have a calling in this world. We all have a calling in this world. We all have a purpose that God has put us on the face of this earth to fulfill for his glory." And in my case, that calling became the journey to becoming a United Methodist deaconess. The United Methodist Deaconess Office is one where we are consecrated for life to serve the church in areas of love, justice, and service. It was founded in 1888 by what was then called the Women's Christian Foreign Missionary Service, which is now United Methodist Women. They had sent missionaries out into Europe and other places, and these missionaries came back talking of the work of deaconesses. And so they petitioned General Conference. At first, there was a lot of reluctance. As we heard Vale say, the men really didn't want the women in there doing work. At this point, there was no role for women in the church. But the women kept pushing and pushing, saying, if not now, when? It's time. Women need a place in the church to serve. And so the office of deaconess was born over 125 years ago. As a deaconess, I fulfill my role much like a deacon does, in that I have an appointment. Like a deacon, I find my own job, and the bishop sets the appointment after his approval. And my current appointment is with the Conference Initiative 200,000 Reasons. I hope most of you have heard of it by now. It's in its second year of a three-year initiative to, the original mission says, to reduce the number of children that are hungry in Arkansas, but I say to eliminate hunger among children in Arkansas. Arkansas ranks top in the nation in hunger, with over 8.1% of the population in Arkansas not having enough food. In children, that number is 1 in 4. We saw these beautiful children here today. There were, I think, 9 of them sitting here. So if statistics hold out, 2 of these beautiful children that were sitting here today don't have enough food. Go to bed hungry. Look forward to go to school so they can get lunch. Cry when there's a snow day because they won't get lunch. That's the life of over 250,000 children in Arkansas alone, in a state that has chickens everywhere and rice fields everywhere. We have children that cannot eat. God has filled this world with abundance of food. He has made sure that there is enough food for every person, every animal, every bird that flies in the air, every fish that swims in the ocean, every bug that crawls. There is food. It's a matter of getting it into the right hands. And so the bishop called 2 years ago to start this initiative, to call all United Methodists in this path of freeing the children from the bondage of hunger. Children cannot learn and reach their potential if they don't have food. They grow up and are unable to get good jobs to provide for their children, and the cycle continues on and on and on. No, it's not an easy problem to solve. If it was easy, we wouldn't be standing here talking about it. There are so many causes, so many issues to be addressed. But like the song we sang just said, there are many of us with different talents. You may be able to be the one to address the political side. You may be the one that does the backpack program. You may be the one that does financial education. We are one body of many talents, and together as United Methodists, we have the resources to end this problem. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10 and 11, it says, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. So I ask you to be the light in the noonday, to be the spring of water that never fails, to end childhood hunger in Arkansas. For if we don't do this now, when will we do this? And may God bless you on your journey.
Please stand and join us in our hymn of commitment, number 569. We have a story to tell to the nations.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'll try to keep this brief. My name is Joseph Hoff. I am a member of the SPRC committee, and I am really pleased to announce that our newest staff member, Ms. Jan Mead, is going to be joining us starting tomorrow.
Yes.
And she will be our administrative assistant. And of course, as we all know, an administrative assistant is really a position that is much bigger than its title. It does not do it justice, but we can't put all of those things in a title. But just remember that she will be the voice that you hear on the phone. She will be the face that you see in the office. Please welcome her. Please introduce yourself to her. She is going to be so important in our lives up at this church. And one more thing is please take a minute to thank the staff that we've had, the wonderful, wonderful staff that we've had that's been filling in. This position is so huge, so important, so big, and they have been wonderful in helping fill it in. And now that we have Jan, she's going to be stepping in and taking a lot of that responsibility, and we are so excited to be able to introduce her to you guys. So thank you.
And now go forth in love and light, in strength and power, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh,